Stu Chalkins, writing in the LA Times, tells us, when Lou Lennart was growing up in a Pennsylvania mining town, he endured beating after beating because he was Jewish. After he took a Charles Atlas bodybuilding course, he joined the Marines and fought in the Pacific. A few years later, he smuggled warplanes to Israel, helped found the new state's tiny air force, and led an attack on more than 10,000 Egyptian troops who had advanced to a bridge within 16 miles of Israel's biggest city. It was the most important moment of my life, and I was born to be there at that precise moment in history, he told the Jerusalem Post in 2012. I was the luckiest man in the world that my destiny brought me to that precise moment to be able to contribute to Israel's survival. In a long, swashbuckling career, Lennart airlifted thousands of Jewish refugees from Iraq to Israel, served as a pilot for LL Airlines, worked as general manager for basketball's Clippers when they were based in San Diego, and helped produce a number of Hollywood films shot in Israel. Born Leos Lenovitz on April 24, 1921, in a Hungarian village near the Czech border, Lennart grew up in Wilkes-Barre, where his family immigrated when he was 9. His parents ran a small store, sometimes selling his mother's noodles door to door. Lennart joined the Marines at 17 and nearly lost his life in a mid-air training collision. He went on to serve at the Battle of Okinawa and in bombing raids over Japan. Lennart died in 2015 at the age of 94 at his home in Israel, and he is one of the key figures in Above and Beyond, the first major feature-length documentary about the foreign airmen in the 1948 war that will have its local premiere this Tuesday, tomorrow evening at 6:30 at the Jewish Community Center, 60 South River Street in Wilkes-Barre. The event is free and everyone is welcome. Filmed in the U.S., Israel, and the United Kingdom, Above and Beyond is produced by Nancy Spielberg and directed by Roberta Grossman. Stuart Forman is executive director and CEO of the Jewish Community Alliance of Northeastern Pennsylvania, and he oversaw the screening of this film when he was based in the greater New Bedford area.
I actually had Nancy Spielberg come when I was president of the Federation in New Bedford, Massachusetts. And we sponsored her film there at the Whaling Museum, which is a world-class museum. And we filled it up with about 400 people. And Nancy is a real documentary filmmaker, and they have a tremendous commitment as a family to the Jewish people. So what she did was she produced a film on the founding of the Israeli Air Force. You know, when the State of Israel was founded, they had nothing. I mean, they had like one or two Piper cuts. Nothing meant nothing, but they were being attacked on all sides. So, you know, they had to have an air force. They couldn't just go to war having ground forces. And the ground forces were piecemeal themselves. So what she's done is she's documented how this all came to be, how the Israelis put together from nothing something that saved the day and saved the foundation of the State of Israel and saved so many Jewish lives in the process of that. So it's a very powerful film. It's about 90 minutes long. I think that, you know, it's an extremely emotional film. It talks quite a bit about how people from outside of the state at that time, from America and the UK and so forth, participated in getting parts over there and being able to build aircraft and save the day. So it's a very powerful film.
And what is the local connection?
The local person who actually served with the Israeli Air Force. I did not know that person at all. I'm new to this area. But the fact is that we have a local connection from Wilkes-Barre, who was a participant in founding the Israeli Air Force and being part of the foundation of the state. So that's a very important connection, and I know there are lots of people here who knew that individual, and so it's a very powerful connection. You know, whenever you have people who have been directly involved with anything, you know, it makes it much more personal and powerful. You know, we've had local people who survived the Holocaust. So when we do a Holocaust presentation, of course, those people are dying off now. But when they were living, I mean, it's one thing to talk about. It's another thing to hear firsthand accounting. And we have a firsthand account in this individual who was a local resident who was a participant in 1948. So you can't get more close to the situation than that.
Now, will there be opportunities for people to talk with each other after the screening?
Well, certainly time for people to schmooze and talk with each other. And, you know, I think that my experience with this film, having seen it once in a large audience venue, is that, you know, it's pretty powerful, and people really would like to spend some time and reflect on it. I think people come out pretty emotional from the film. It's a big story, the founding of the State of Israel, and it's something that sometimes we don't talk enough about. But the fact is that there was nothing, and it's a miraculous story. I think people can get pretty emotional.
It sounds that way, and it also sounds like when you say people are bringing in parts and so forth from outside so that the planes could be built, it sounds like that's a kind of a metaphor for what was taking place, people taking risks and wanting to build a community and a homeland. So it really was people taking those foundational risks and staking their lives on this idea and this vision.
Yeah, that's a very, very good way to look at it as a metaphor. I think you're right. I hadn't really thought about it that way, but now that you've said it, I think that it is indeed a metaphor for the state. Listen, the state is the homeland of the Jewish people, and the state could not have been founded without assistance from outside of Palestine at that time. Once the British Mandate ended, there wasn't any way that people who lived there, the Israeli people who lived there, could accomplish this without other people from other countries and other assistance happening through Jewish communities and so forth. But yeah, smuggling parts is, I mean, when we say they had nothing, and yet they had a great need for air defense. You can't run a modern war without air power. And they were grossly outnumbered. So the fact that they were able to cobble together anything and win the day at the end of it was quite amazing.
I'm sure that she, as a documentary filmmaker, was able then, with lots of digging and going into archives and getting some of those vintage prints and so forth.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of archival film and a lot of archival interviews of people who were involved in this effort to get airplanes in the air. So, yeah, there's a lot of firsthand stuff in there. I mean, the other part of it is, certainly, wouldn't it have been nice if everybody accepted the partition of the United Nations and we didn't have a war, but we had peace? Unfortunately, we didn't. But, you know, there was a United Nations mandate to partition the state. You know, I wish, looking backwards, and, you know, the state is as old as I am. I was born in 1947. The state was founded in 1948. I have never lived in a time without the State of Israel. I don't know what that feels like. My parents did. My grandparents did. I don't know what it feels like not to have a homeland for the Jewish people. But wouldn't this have been nice if we didn't have to have founded an Air Force or an Army, and we didn't have to go to war, and we didn't have to have that kind of defense, but unfortunately we did.
Stuart Forman, Executive Director and CEO of the Jewish Community Alliance of Northeastern Pennsylvania, speaking with us about Above and Beyond, the first major feature-length documentary about the foreign airmen in the 1948 war And the screening will take place tomorrow evening, Tuesday, May 2nd, at 6:30 at the Jewish Community Center, 60 South River Street in Wilkes-Barre. The event is free and everyone is welcome. The event is sponsored by the JCC, the Congregation Ohav Zedek, the Temple Israel Congregation and Temple B'nai B'rith, and the screening is tomorrow evening at 6:30, 60 South River Street in Wilkes-Barre, and it's Above and Beyond, filmed in the U.S., Israel, and the United Kingdom, produced by Nancy Spielberg, and of course she is a sister of Steven Spielberg, and directed by Roberta Grossman. And the original score is from Hans Zimmer's studio, and you can see it for free tomorrow evening at 6:30.